From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. A day after it appeared on the grounds of the Arkansas State Capitol, a controversial Ten Commandments monument was destroyed. KUAR's Michael Hiplin has details.
Authorities say a suspect intentionally drove his vehicle into the 10-foot monument while broadcasting it live on Facebook.
Oh my goodness! Freedom!
Chris Powell is a spokesman for the Secretary of State's office, which oversees the grounds. He says 32-year-old Michael Tate Reed of Van Buren was immediately taken into custody.
We had a Capitol Police officer on patrol at the time who witnessed it and arrested him, and he has been taken to the Pulaski County Jail and charged.
Reed was booked on preliminary charges of defacing objects of public interest, criminal trespass, and first-degree criminal mischief. Before the incident, he made this statement on Facebook about the separation of church and state.
I'm a firm believer that part of salvation is that we not only have faith in Jesus Christ, but we obey the commands of God, and that we confess Jesus as Lord. But one thing I do not support is the violation of our constitutional right to have the freedom that's guaranteed to us, that guarantees the separation of church and state, because no one religion should the government represent.
Authorities believe Reed is the same person who 3 years ago also drove into a Ten Commandments monument at the Oklahoma State Capitol, shattering it. He was admitted the next day to a hospital for a mental evaluation, and formal charges were never filed. About 4 hours after this incident in Arkansas,
come back just about that far, man. Just about that far.
Heavy equipment was used to pick up two large pieces of the monument, which the Secretary of State's office has moved into storage. Watching was State Senator Jason Rapert, a Republican of Bigelow, who led the legislative effort 2 years ago that allowed the placement of the monument on the Capitol grounds. His reaction?
Obviously disappointed that someone would carry out a premeditated act of violence against the people of the state of Arkansas. You have to understand there are many issues that we deal with in the state, and many of those issues people disagree with. I'm not going to rest to live in a society in which people carry out acts of violence against other people. My biggest concern is what's going on in people's hearts, the root of hatred that would cause them to destroy other property. You could spread this out to any number of things. It's the same kind of hatred that causes people to burn down a church.
The Ten Commandments monument had been constructed using private funds. Rapert vows that a new monument will be constructed on the grounds of the Capitol, despite legal challenges that have been promised. Michael Hiplin, KUAR News.